If you have your Bibles, open up to the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 11th verse. Just a small message for you this morning. Something that I have been taught down through the years, that just because a man carries the name, the title father, does not necessarily mean that he is a father. Amen. I have found out that the fathers come in many different areas of your life. A father could actually be an older brother, or a father could be a friend, or a father could be an older gentleman or a younger gentleman. But a father is someone who nurtures, encourages, strengthens, fortifies, gives you the ability to want to do and act and carry yourself with a character and a nature that befitting of what we call men. There have been lots of men in my life that have touched my life, that have encouraged me and taught me. Brother Relaford, for one. Pop Hoskins, different ones. Even Brother Rick, he's not that much older than I am. But he's given me direction. See, we want to label fathers as fathers. But God wants us to understand that there are men that are in your lives that have the ability to be your father, because they have the ability to encourage you and bring you to the state of mind where you no longer think that you cannot make it, but now you understand that you can make it. As we look at this certain group of scriptures here, it says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." When it says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child," the word child is translated in the Greek, simple-mindedness. Sometimes, you know, it takes someone in your life to explain you and take you through the different areas in your life so that the simple-mindedness, or those things which seem to be unimportant to you, will become important. When I was growing up, and I was doing what I was doing, I had my hands on lots of money. So what I was doing with that money wasn't important. You just throw it away. Do whatever you want to do with it. Partied and had this and did that. But now that I'm older, if I had that money to do all over again, I'm pretty sure that I would do other things because of some of the things I've been taught. How many understand what I'm saying? Other things that I've been taught by other men who have been there and done these things. I'm sure that I would take that money and I would have invested or did something, some good with it. Fathers, who are our fathers? Now, it varies. For example, say for instance, you know that song when they came out, the Temptations came out with a song. Now, don't y'all go dead on me now. Don't go limp. The Temptations came out a song, "My Father Was a Rolling Stone." Well, they must have knew my father when they wrote that song. They had to get the idea from somewhere. So they must walk by his path. And they met him. So my mother had to become a father. She could not just be a mother, but now she had to be a father too. Then one of my oldest brothers had to step up, and he had to become a father figure in our lives so that he could teach us how to become men. It takes men to teach children how to become men. Men, children cannot teach children how to become men. Y'all don't hear me this morning. When I was a child, I acted like a child. I was simple-minded and moved and emotionalized and didn't rationalize everything because I had a childish mindset or I had childish tendencies. God is saying it's time for the young men to begin to grow up. But the only way the young men will grow up is if the older men grow up. It's quiet in this house today. What are you talking? I see a lot, Brother Rick. I see men that I know got, they have got to be older than I am, walking around holding their britches up when they should have a belt on. That doesn't make much sense. Now, I think it's funny to see the kids doing it, walking like this. But it gets a little ridiculous when you see a 50 or 60-year-old man walking like this. And you wonder, does he have children? What is he teaching them? What is he instilling in their lives? What are they getting from him that will make them want to change their lives and become men or try to become young men at an early age? We have gotten, this thing has gotten reversed. The young men or the children want to become men and the older men want to be children. I knew this was going to get me in trouble. When I was a child, I spake words not edifying or strong enough to be that of a young man. One thing my oldest brother taught me, he passed away last year, was how to treat women. I know it's going to get quiet now. Open doors for them. Do your best never to fight with a woman or with the female persuasion, regardless of what situation you're drawn into. These were things that my oldest brother tried to teach me because there was not a father around to teach me. My oldest brother taught me how to have etiquette and to be strong in certain situations. Well, why is it that children are trying to teach themselves to do these things? It's time for the men, the fathers, to step up and to begin to teach their children, their young men, how to be young men. We used to get Will. I used to tell Will, if I ever catch your pants falling off your rear end, boy, you're going to be in trouble. Every now and then you see him go. Because there's nothing cute about that. But it takes a father. See, being a father sometimes means you're going to take a lot of scrutiny. You're going to be hated. You're going to be disliked. Because you're going to have to make decisions that just don't work for you, but will work for them. When I was a child, I spake as a child and I understood as a child. It's time for us to stop understanding as children and start to understand as men. Stand up and be like men. You'd be amazed at the things that I see around this area. What some of the things the young people do. And it has gotten so bad that not only are the young men doing it now, but the young women are doing it also. And you can blame the children all you want, but it goes back to the home. The originality of everything is in the home. Baby, I had some episodes in this church. There were sometimes you could hear screaming coming from that radio room at any given hour. Because I would take them kids in that radio room and we would just have a party. Cause your young men, fathers, to be young men. But you cannot make them be a young man. You can only show them how to be young men. I could tell you not to smoke and then light up a cigarette and it don't mean anything. But if I tell you not to smoke and I don't smoke, it carries a whole lot of weight. We want to tell our young men what not to do, but then we want to be able to do it ourselves. It's an old saying, do as I say, not as I do. But the word of God says, I understood as a child and I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. What makes a child become a man and put away childish things? Because of the influence that is in their lives. Children need the right influence in their lives. I raised two daughters that were not mine, but you cannot tell them today that I'm not their real father. Because I became their father. We have to, as men, I know it ain't that many of us in here, so we're outnumbered by the women. But the women might as well listen too, because a lot of you have had to take the position of the man. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. You know that verse that says, train up a child in the way that you go. When they get old, they shall not depart from it. Do you know that that is true? When you train up a child in the way that God has instructed you, or through the humility, the honor, and the dignity of God, when it comes a time in their life, they may be lost, they might be screwed up, they might be messed up, they might have all kind of problems, but when the time comes, God will reach down into their hearts, change their hearts, reach down into their minds, transform their minds, reach down into their spirits, and move on their spirit and bring them back to that place that they have always desired to be. See, we don't understand. It ain't always easy to get back where you want to be. It's not always easy to do the right thing. It's not always easy to take the right path. But I got news for you. God has touched your life in the beginning, and he can touch it in the end. There's a scripture in the book of Isaiah where Isaiah talks about, don't worry about your children, whether they be in the west or in the east or in the north and the south, because I have sent winds out that will minister to them, that will bring them back into the hearts of their fathers. Why? Because their fathers have sowed seeds in their lives of goodness, seeds of strength, seeds of good faith, seeds of honesty, seeds of character, seeds of nature. It's time for the men to start taking responsibility for their own actions, so that when they look at their children, they'll realize that the same actions that their children are taking, they got them from them. Hallelujah. I'm excited because I understand that sooner or later a child will become a man and he will put away childish things. What are those childish things? Those things that separate him from becoming the man that his father is. Some of your fathers are gone and they were great men. When I first came to this church and I was growing up and I started spending a lot of time with the Hoskins family, I used to always wish that I had a father like Pop Hoskins. There was a reason for it, because he was a man of very few words. But when he spoke, he was like E.F. Hutton. Because what he trained them in the beginning, they understood in the end. Pastor Hart was my spiritual father. And there were things that he taught me that I will never forget. Some things I like, Ma. Some things I didn't like. But you don't like everything that your dad tells you to do. But there's going to come a time in your life when you'll say, I wish I had a listen. Or you'll say, I'm glad I did listen. It's unfortunate and it's very sad. But the land is full of dads and very few fathers. You say, well, what's the difference between a dad and a father? A father is willing to give up his very last for his son. The father looked down from heavens, opened up, and the father looked down and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, knowing all the time that he was about to sacrifice his life for a bunch of people that could care less. That's what the love of the father is. A dad will tell you in a minute, oh well, he'll figure it out for himself. But a father will stick right there with you. And he'll go through with you. In a lot of cases, what needs to happen is a lot of fathers need to get blood transfusions from the mothers. Uh-oh. Come on and give God some praise. I'm done. Everyone stand.